வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 2nd of December, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam. Prahlad Maharaj, our predecessor guru, there are 12 Mahajan, Brahma, Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kapila, Kumara, Mano, Prahlad, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali Vayasati Vayam, Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. It is said in the Vedas that we have to follow the footprints of Mahajana. Mahajana means great authorized devotees. And they have been described 12. Swayambhu means Lord Brahma, Narada, Narada Muni, the great saint, Shambhu, Lord Shiva, Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, the four Kumaras, Sanat Kumar, Adi. Then Kapila, Kapila, Devahiti, son. There are two Kapilas. So, one is imitation, one is real. The real Kapila, he is known there for Devahuti Putra, the son of Devahuti. Devahuti was the daughter of Mano, Vaivasvata Mano. So in this way, Kapila, Kumara, Mano, then Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was the son of Hiranyakashipu, the famous demon. So, it is not that a demon's son will be demon. That is not. Krishna consciousness can be achieved by anyone. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mang hi partha bapasritya jipishu papajuna. To take birth in low class family or demonic family, the papajuna, Krishna says openly, jipishu papajuna. Anyone, it doesn't matter. Even if he is born in a papajani. Papajani means generally less than the Shudras. They are according to our Vedic system, four classes, varnasam, social and spiritual division. The social division is Brahman first, then Kshatriya, then Vaishya, then Shudra. This is social division, and there is spiritual division, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. This is compulsory regulation for becoming human being. Without varnasram institution, there is no recognition of human being. Without being trained up in the varnasram system, there is no question of becoming human being. So actually, it is not by birth as human being, but by culture. Janmana jayate shudra, samskara dhavedi. So, Prahlad Maharaj is one of the 12 Mahajans. So he is speaking to his class friend. He was only 5 years old boy. And he took the opportunity of preaching Bhagavad Dharma. Whenever he got some opportunity, so at that time, Prahlad Maharaj's father, Hiranyakashipu, was a great demon. He would not allow Krishna consciousness. So still, Prahlad Maharaj, although he was a boy, he used to take opportunity for preaching Krishna consciousness among his friends. So in the tiffin hours, when the boys were let free to play, the Prahlad Maharaj used to call them, "My dear friends, sit down. Let us talk about Krishna consciousness." So, he is preaching Krishna consciousness. He is saying to his friend, "My dear friend, Komaro acharit pragya dharman bhagavatanyaha." The friends were very much anxious to play. And Prahlad Maharaj says, "My dear friends, don't play. Sit down. Sit down. Why? It is a very important subject matter, Krishna consciousness, Bhagavad Dharma. Dharma, there are many dharmas, especially nowadays there is Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, or Christian dharma, or Sikh dharma, Arya dharma, this dharma, hundreds and thousands. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is declared, dharma prajjita koitava atra. Atra Srimad Bhagavate, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, all rascaldom, cheating type of religion is kicked out. This is Bhagavad. Bhagavad dharma means Bhagavad. Bhagavad sabda, from Bhagavad, the word Bhagavad has come. So, Bhagavad dharma means relationship with God, Bhagavad. Therefore you will see in the Bhagavad Gita, it is Bhagavad Gita, means the dharma are the religious principle preached by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is Bhagavad Dharma. Srimad Bhagavatam, that is Bhagavad Dharma. Dharma means Bhagavad Dharma. Any other dharma which does not teach anything about God, that is cheating. Koitav. Dharmartha kam moksha. Dharmartha, dharma, the religious principle. Artha means economic development. Kama means sense gratification. And moksha means liberation. So above moksha, there is Bhagavad Dharma. When one has attained actually moksha, moksha means mukti, liberation. What is that liberation? Mukti hitya annatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. This is called mukti. Mukti does not mean that after mukti one is finished, one becomes nirakar, or another two hands grow. Not like that. It is a change of consciousness. That is called mukti. Real mukti means change of consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, jiver swarup hoy nitya Krishna das. Actually, every living being is part and parcel of Krishna. Mama imam su jiva bhuta. So when we forget this position, I do not become the servant of Krishna, but I become the servant of my society, my family, my nation, my dog, my cat. This kind of dharma is not mukti. When one understands aham brahmasmi, when one understands properly that I am not this body, I do not belong to any particular nation, family or relationship. Aham brahmasmi, this is called brahma bhuta. So long we identify with particular society or nation or community, then we are not brahma bhuta. This is called upadhi bhuta, designation. I am Hindu, this is designation. Just like gold. Gold cannot be designated. Gold is gold. Because gold is in the hand of a Hindu, it does not become Hindu gold. Or the gold is in the hand of a Muslim, therefore it is Muslim gold. No, gold is gold. Similarly, dharma is dharma. There cannot be any Hindu religion or Muslim religion or Christian religion. There is no possibility. As soon as you designate, then it is not dharma. It is cheating. That is rejected in the Srimad Bhagavata. Dharma prodhita koitavata. All cheating type of religious system is rejected. That is required. So that Bhagavad Dharma, Prahlad Maharaj says that Kumaro Acharit Prajna Dharmana Bhagavatani. From the very beginning, Kumaro. Kumaro means from 5 years to 15th year. Or 5 years to 10th year, then Kishore, Kaishara. That is division. So anyway, just like we send our children to school at the age of 5 years, every country, in India also, that is the system, when a child is 5 years, 4 years, some months, is old, his education begins. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, from the very beginning of education, the Bhagavad Dharma must be taught. This is Kumaro Acharit Prajna. If one is intelligent, if one is ass or cow or animal, he cannot understand. Prajna, one who has known, one who knows the value of life, he is called Prajna. Prakishta Rupena Ga. Ga means one who has knowledge. So he says, Prahlad Maharaj, that Kumaro Acharit Prajna Dharmana Bhagavatanya. There are dharmas according to country's society, but real dharma is Bhagavad Dharma. That is instructed in the Bhagavad Gita also. Sarva Dharman Purittajya Mamekam Sana. Who is Ma? Krishna, Bhagavan. You'll see in the Bhagavad Gita. See Bhagavan Uvaja. So Bhagavan says that surrender unto me. Opportunity. Krishna comes to give the opportunity. He can message. Not only in this universe, in every universe he's going. There is calculation is there. Out of 400 crores of years, Krishna appears in one universe. In this universe, when he comes, he appears in this land of Vrindavan. Therefore Vrindavan is so valuable. This is Krishna's place. When he comes here, just like when the governor goes to a city, he has got his own resting house. Similarly, when Krishna comes to teach us, dharma, dharmasya glani bhavati, jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharat. tadātmānam sujāni aham. So, what is that dharma? This Bhagavad dharma. When the rascals forget what is the relationship with Krishna, what is the relationship with God, he becomes entangled in this material affair, maya. He is harassed. Harassed in this way that he has to take birth one after another, beginning from Brahma down to this mole ant. There are so many varieties of life. So according to karma, karmana daivanatrena, by superior arrangement one has to accept a type of body. That we are forgetting. We are thinking that we shall remain free like this. And that is not possible. Your every inch of activity is being recorded. And at the end of life, these things will be taken into account. Karmana. And by the superior arrangement, you have to accept one type of body. Today you may become a prime minister, but your activities will be recorded, and tomorrow, after your death, you may have to accept the body of a dog. That is the law of nature. Prakriti kiramanani, gunai karmani sarvas, ahankara vimulatma, kattaham iti mannati. These rascals are thinking, I am free, I can do anything and whatever I like. No. Prakriti kiramanani. You have to. Karanam guna sangasya, sadasat janma jonishu. As you are infecting the different types of modes of nature, you are making your next life like that. So you should be very careful. Therefore, the others accept, because without this varnasam system of religious principle, we can declare there is no scientific understanding of the modes of material nature, how we are contacting, how we are becoming infected, and what is our next life. But if we shastra chakushyat, if you see through the shastra, then you can understand. Udhanga chanti sattva stva madhe tishtanti rajasa jaghanna gunavittista adhoga chanti tam. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, we do not take care of it. And we make our own interpretation. This rascaldom is going on. And perhaps we are the only society who is proclaiming, here is God, Krishna, take it. We are the only society in the whole world. Otherwise, they are all misled. All misled. So anyway, others may cooperate or non-cooperate. We don't mind. But we cannot change our policy. Our policy is Krishna says, I am the Supreme. We must declare throughout the whole world that Krishna is the Supreme. Krishna says, matta parataram nanya kinti jasti dhananjaya. We shall declare to the whole world that Krishna is the Supreme. There is no more superior anyone than Krishna. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji mangana masku. We are preaching this. In this temple, we are asking everyone, here is Krishna. I always think of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. Then you'll have to think, Hare Krishna means thinking of Krishna. As soon as you hear the name of Krishna, manmana. And we'll do that. Mad bhakta. Unless you become a devotee of Krishna, you cannot waste your time. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That means, simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you become a devotee of Krishna. Manvana, bhava madhva, madhyaji. Now, this worship of Krishna, the whole day is engaged for Krishna's mangalaritri, for Krishna's chanting, for Krishna's cooking, for Krishna's prasadam distribution, so many ways, So our devotees all over the world, there are 102 centers, they are simply engaged in Krishna consciousness. This is our program. All else, no other business. We don't do any business, but we are spending at least 25 lakhs of rupees, 25 lakhs of rupees every month. But Krishna is supplying. Tesham nitya vijuktanam yogakshemam vahami om. If you remain Krishna conscious, fully dependent on Krishna, then there will be no scarcity. I started this Krishna business with 40 rupees. Now we have got 40 crores of this. Is there any businessman in the whole world? Within 10 years, with 40 rupees, he can increase 40 crores. There is no example. And 10,000 men, they are eating prasadam daily. So, this is Krishna consciousness. Yoga khemam bahamyaham. As soon as you become Krishna conscious, you simply depend on Him and work sincerely. And then Krishna will supply everything. Everything. So, this is practically being manifested. Take for example, in the Bombay, now the land is 1 crore of rupees worth. And when I purchase this land, I had might be 3 or 4 lakhs. So it was completely a speculation, because I was confident that I shall be able to pay Krishna and give. There is no money. That's a long history. I do not wish to discuss. But I have got now practical experience that if you depend on Krishna, there will be no scarcity. Whatever you want, it will be. Tesham nitya vijuktanam. So be always engaged in Krishna consciousness. Then everything will be fulfilled. Any desire if you have got. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaradhi tibrena bhakti yogena jajeta paramam purush. There are 3 classes of man. Akama. Akama means devotee. He has no desire. He has no anna vilasita sunnam. Personally he has no desire. His only desire is how he would glorify Krishna. That is the only desire. Akama, sarvakama. He is akama. And sarvakama means the kormis. They are desiring. Bring money, bring money, bring money, bring money. They are called kormis, sarvakama. Their desire is never fulfilled. And akama, sarvakama, ba, moksha kama. The jnanis, they want to become united, one with the Supreme. Moksha kama. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the moksha kama, karamadde moksha vancha, that is very inferior desire. And Sridhar Swami, he has commented on the Bhagavad Bhāsa, atra moksha vancha api nirastha. The devotee should not desire even for moksha. What is moksha? Moksha is very insignificant thing for a devotee. Villamangal Thakur has explained, Mukti Mukulita Anjali Sevate Asma. Mukti, she is standing on my door and flattering me. Sir, what can I do for you? This is Mukti. Why a devotee shall aspire about Mukti? No. Narayana Parasadvi Na Kutashtana Vibhati Sarga Narakeshapi Tullartha Darshan. Just like Narada Muni, he is going to the hellish planet also for preaching Krishna consciousness. The devotee is not afraid of going anywhere for the service of the Lord. That is devotee. He has no personal desire, simply how to glory. So this Prahlad Maharaj, he is our guru. Out of the 12 Mahajan, he is one of them. So he is advising, Kumaro acharit pragna dharman bhagavataniha. Why so early, Kumar? Brihad Maharaj said, Durlabhanga manusanganam. This human form of life is very, very rarely obtained. In the process of evolution, 8,400,000 of different species of life, after that we have got this Durlabhanga manusanganam. It should not be wasted, living like cats and dogs. It's the one. Everyone should be trained up in this Bhagavad. Durlabhanga manusanganam. Tadapi adhubam arthadam. And yes, it is important, that's our life. But let me live for 100 years, then we shall talk about Krishna. And Prahlad Maharaj said, no, adhubam. You do not know when he'll die. At any moment you can. Padanga padanga jada vipada. Therefore, before your next death, you realize Krishna. Durlabhanga manusanga janma tadapi adhurvam. But arthadam, arthadam means, even if you live for a few years and if you take the chance of chanting Hare Krishna, still you are benefited. You are still benefited. Thus this chanting of Hare Krishna is so important that you can think always that death is coming. Death is at my door. Let me finish my chanting. Let me finish my chanting. Always you should think like the death is already come. So let me chant. So this is called Bhagavad Dharma, and Krishna consciousness movement means Bhagavad Dharma. So you read Prahlad Maharaj's instruction very nicely and utilize it in your life will be successful. Thank you very much. Yeah.